Welcome back. You're here with the Ancestral Doula, and today we want to deal with astrology, your personal astrological profile. Astrology is not just a subject, it's an activity. Consequently, you don't study it, you do it. Astrology is an activity based on the principle of Unus Mundus, the universe as unity. Everything from atom to galaxy is rooted in the same universal and all-pervasive reality. And this reality reveals itself in the purposeful, ordered, and meaningful processes of nature, as well as in the deepest recesses of the human mind and spirit, as above, so below. Anything happening in one part of the system gets mirrored in a self-similar way everywhere else. Quantum physics tell us that the very act of observing something changes it. And the butterfly effect of chaos theory shows how even the tiniest flap of a wing can eventually produce a hurricane. Upon examining my own life, I can see how the slightest shifts of direction have led me down some very divergent paths and presented me with infinitely strange and beautiful experiences. But the most satisfying and successful of these experiences have come when I was going with the flow of time and determination. The universe, being the accommodating creature that she is, will provide confirmation of almost any paradigm we adopt. Mental events, our perception, and acts of free will carry with them pure information which is transmitted instantly throughout the material world. To this extent, we live in an observer-created reality. Something out there, the great organizing dynamic, as some have called it, responds to what we believe about ourselves and our world. From this standpoint, you are a channel, a vehicle, an agency, an instrument, a representative. And your birth chart may best be described as an output program, an indication of what should be flowing into manifestation through you. Although I might speak of my horoscope in a very practical sense, it does not belong to me. Rather, I belong to it. As do all the other entities, animate and inanimate, that came into being at about the same time and place. Cosmic powers, if indeed there are such things, appear to use me and what I have to offer, and not the other way around. You will not get the best out of your birth chart unless you become a go-between worthy of relaying the best. Concentrate first on construction and creativity and use astrology to define the possibilities as you go along. In the fractal logic of astrology, each planet, sign, and house is a self-similar unity complete with its own rewards. For example, you may have transiting Jupiter conjunct your natal sun. The usual interpretation of this aspect is one of increased vitality, luck, and optimism. In reality, however, this may or may not happen because the promise of a Jupiter-Sun contact cannot happen without the proper conditions first being in place. And only you can put them there. By adopting an outgoing attitude, by exploring new dimensions, by playing with ideas rather than holding rigidly to one static model, you put yourself into the Jupiter mode. By opening up to openness and optimism, which attracts more of the same. So I did my personal astrological profile. And I will read some things about me. The luminaries, sun and moon. The state of the solar system at the time of your birth points to self-similar fractal qualities within you. But of all the planets, the lights, the sun and moon are thought to indicate the main polarity of your being. In psychology, this has been articulated in the concept of complementary between the conscious and unconscious contents of the mind. The sun and moon act as positive and negative poles. An intentional directing element, sun, and a suggestible receptive one, moon. In a beneficial relationship, the emotional conditioning of the moon is given a purpose and positive expression by the astrological sun. This has been called intentional living. Wherever we allow our consciousness, our attention to rest, that we vitalize. I will encourage everyone to definitely get their astrological profile done so that you can learn more about yourself. You can learn about the houses, the first house, second house. Let me just tell you about the houses. Astrologers agree that astrology is first of all the study of the angular relationships between the planets themselves. But this planetary framework is seen to shift and modify itself as the planets slowly move across the backdrop of the signs. The so-called fixed stars, which make up the zodiac. As the Earth turns daily on its axis, the planets and signs appear to move across our field of vision through what astrologers have termed houses. The sun rises at dawn and can be seen on the eastern horizon, or first house cusp, or ascendant. It reaches mid-heaven at noon and sinks below the western horizon at the descendant. Like the 12 signs of the zodiac, the 12 houses of the horoscope can be viewed as stages in a complete cycle. From the initial thrust of Aries in the first house to the maximum entropy symbolized in Pisces in the 12th house. They provide clues as to which areas of your life can be given special attention and used depending on the signs and planets residing there. Here is an analysis of the house activity in my chart. My first house, also called the ascendant or rising sun, is a Dharma house and connected with motivation and our approach to life. It also has to do with how we come across to others, thus our appearance and how we make a first impression. The ascendant is the essential stuff that bubbles up in us spontaneously. What is obvious to others as our trademark look or approach. The first house shows our ability to be recognized, how we make a directed effort, and how we exert our will, cultivate the strategies of this part of your chart to move forward in life. So I have Aquarius on the first house cusp. Aquarius, the sign of humanitarian goals and altruism, always impartial and non-sectarian. Aquarian energy is communal, even global. The focus is on the goal, and the goal is always one that is for the many and not the few. Thus, this sign is connected to far-seeing visions, world views, and group work of all kinds. The sign tends towards coolness, independence. I have Mars in the first house. You have a strong drive to be seen and known, to communicate yourself to others. personal appearance, the way you present yourself, is also a motivating factor. So that's just a small example of how you can get to know yourself. You know, this is the time to go within. This is the time to seek answers from self. Thank you for listening. Peace and love.